There was a time when a colleague and I were standing with a fire hose at the entrance of the chemistry building, ready to defend the doors, and students were rapping on the doors to come into the building. At that time, we had no way of isolating the laboratories. So if they decided to come in and rampage through the building, that would have been disastrous to life as well as to property. Uh-huh. Because chemistry has many volatile solvents, and so if you start even a minor fire in some places, you could create a major explosion, or you could release some highly toxic chemicals. And so one of the things that I had some regrets about was to stand in the front lobby with a fire hose ready to turn it on if they swarmed into the building. They didn't, and so I didn't have the opportunity to test the resolve.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have swept them out at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We had a liquid nitrogen tank at the back of the building, and there were three bullet holes. Well, not bullet holes, but bullet dents in that liquid nitrogen tank.
Really?
If it had been penetrated and the hole had gone through the metal, that would have been a major, major problem, and it probably would have hurt some of the students who had fired the shots. Because if the tank had split, the liquid nitrogen could have spilled out, and that would have taken away their oxygen, or it would have frozen them in place. That was a very, very difficult time